Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome, citizens, to Liberty Tales from the Tower. As your media director, it is my privilege to inform you that the following stories may contain content some listeners will most certainly find disturbing. The Night Adventure and Entertainment Expo is well underway, and for those citizens who are choosing to spend their night with us here at AB3, we thank you. I will be at the expo tomorrow evening, and the night is looking grand. But for tonight, I am your happy host. Before we bring you tonight's entertainment, we have an endorsement by our very own Aurelia.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Greetings, citizens. Today, the Department of Public Affairs Broadcast Division would like to recommend another show for your entertainment. Follow the limited series science fiction tale of Giannis Descending, a story from the depths of space. Two xenoarchaeologists travel to a distant world to discover more about its cultures and peoples, only to become entangled in the horrific and unexpected. Search for Giannis Descending in all your broadcast and podcast apps. That's Giannis Descending, spelled J-A-N-U-S, Descending.
Well, thank you, Aurelia. It sounds like quite the cautionary tale. I would rather stay here in Atreus if I have a choice in the matter. But I can understand the drive to know more, the hunt for answers. And now we return to the expo in another tale by our in-tower archivist, Caitlin Statz. Tonight we enter into the open attractions of Atreus, a cave of mirrors and reflections, where everything you hear and say sounds like a ditto.
Welcome to the Night Adventure and Entertainment Expo. Discover the thrills of Atreus. 10 nights of shows, rides, games, and excitement, showcasing the triumphs of the past, the excellence of the present, and the possibilities for the future.
No, where are you? You said you were near the large red sign. I am right under it. My sign is a smiling face? How was I supposed to know you meant the large red controller sign? Close enough. Wait, do you see me? I think I'm waving at you. Yes.
Milo, you look crisp. Flashy belt, too.
Mom said if I don't wear them, I have to repurpose them. So here we are. To be outside.
2 days. No classes and...
The Night Expo.
Reeve, I need this. Nothing but exams for 3 days. Months of studying.
And Dad pressing you into medical entrance exams?
Same. I look forward to the days of second shift employment and less stress.
That is the future. For now, we have the Night of the Night Expo, with all the families gone home in just a few minutes or so until the fireworks.
So, I heard from Aura that one of the vendors sells puffed chocolates at a discount after the fireworks.
Oh, those were amazing last year.
Over there, is that Balbina from your class, Milo?
What? Where? I don't see her. Stop waving, Cass.
She's not looking over here at all. I think she can't see me waving.
I said stop waving, you look foolish.
Yeah, she looks more foolish waving to a friend than you hiding behind your sister.
Balbina is nice. I just don't want to talk to her about classes currently, and that's all we ever talk about.
Well, she's not seeing me regardless. Weird face paint, though.
It could have been someone else, really. Between the privacy hood and the face paint.
True. Now what should we do? We have some time before the fireworks.
Last year I got hexagonal prism designs painted in blacklight ink, and it lasted 20 days. Can we look for a face painter? That or a ride. But then we may miss the show if we're indoors.
We can walk around, look for one. I see a few people with face paint, so we may be close. Look, there.
Chocolate puffs already on discount? Yes, please. Hello?
Yes. 3, please. Thank you. Leave indoors.
Why are these not available all the time?
Not a treat if you have it all the time, though. Here, Numenor.
Thanks. I can cover drinks later.
All the face painting stalls seem to be closed for the night. Sorry, Cass.
No problem. And just was a thought. Since we saw so many freshly painted faces, I thought I had time.
It started already.
It lights up the whole sky.
The pacing, though, it seems fast.
Overthinking again, Milo.
No, Milo, you're right. Too many fireworks, too fast. Maybe the Night Expo is behind schedule?
Most people are not even looking at the show. Why come out at night if you ignore the fireworks?
That was it?
I think it may have been a malfunction.
Well, we saw the fireworks. On fast forward, yes, but now we have time for rides before we need to leave. Are we moping or having fun?
There, first attraction, Cave of Mirrors. I'll save us a spot in line.
And there he goes. How's his brother? He was just taking his placement exams. Did my tutoring help? Those are the ones we took when we were 12, right?
He passed. Nearly perfect marks. Just as proficient as I was at his age.
I don't believe you. You were scrap at most things 10 years ago.
You know, his mother would love to thank you for helping him. She really likes your upstanding influence on both her sons. You should call her.
What? No. No need, really. Just wanted to know I helped.
No. I insist. Here, the call is connecting. I'm pushing you through. Have a chat.
What? Why? Hello, Miss Kim. Yes, it is Malonius.
Why are you doing this?
Because I want to ask out your best friend. I need you to not be there. Have fun.
Yes, Cassonia told me that his exams went well. Thank you. Thank you. But I really only coached him. He is a bright kid. Yes, I did well with my calculus papers. If he feels he needs help, I can try. Yes, we are at the Night Expo now. We saw the fireworks, ate some puff chocolate. I know, we are. It is mostly empty right now. No lines, really. Yes, I agree. We will. May the Archon watch over you, Miss Kim. Thank you. Cassonia! Numitor! Where did you go? Hello? Is there a line? Is this the way in? Reeve, I hate these ones. Cassonia? Numitor? It's dark, so just no jumping out. Please? This is a hazard. Someone needs to clean this up. Cassonia? Where are you?
Milo? Milo, we have to get out of here.
Cass, Reeve, what? You've got blood on you. Is that your blood?
Run, come on.
What's happening? Where's Numitor?
He attacked me, but it wasn't him. Numitor was so far ahead.
Ahead of me, in here. This way.
What happened?
I don't know. I went after him and...
Cass, are you all right? Oh, Reeve! Is he dead? That guy's dead! Get up, get up. Do we get help? Are you okay, sir?
No, no, Milo. We have to go. We have to go before he wakes up.
What?
Just run. Hurry. How do we get out? Where did you come in? Around here?
What about Numitor?
He's not him anymore. Was it this way?
Oh, Reeve, Numitor. What's going on? We need to get out of here. Numitor! When did you get face paint?
I'm so glad I found you.
What?
Please,
Numitor.
Please, Milo, run. Come on.
This is such a strange place, Milo. Do you enjoy this attraction, Milo?
He sounds like you, Cass.
Do we now?
Come on, there are too many. We have to go.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, we do.
Don't go.
This way.
Cass? Where did you go? Cass, where are you? Cass, Reeve, Cass, just break the mirrors. Break them and I can find you. Oh, a glass. I found an exit. Cassonia, follow my voice. I found a way out.
Wait, Milo, don't go. I'm sure we can find Cassonia together.
Cass, where are you? Hurry. Numitor, buddy. You have blood on you. What's wrong with you?
Come here, Milo, and I will happily tell you.
Ah! Numitor! What's wrong with you? Cass? Hello? Melanius Townsend. I'm at the Night Expo, outside the Cave of Mirrors. Something is wrong. There are dead people. My sister's in there? Yes. Yes, there are people here near me, and they all have face paint. Yes, sir. Hurry! I'll stay on the line.
He'll stay on the line.
Shit, he's here. Get to the Cave of Mirrors, please. Please. Get my sister.
I know this is difficult. Once I have a few more things answered, I'll leave you at the doctor's to finalize the discharge information.
Well, ask then. We all want to go home.
It was reported there were dead citizens in the attraction, but all we found was blood. Did you see the bodies yourself? Did you check they were dead?
They wouldn't be there. They kept getting back up.
Excuse me.
So, you do not believe they were dead? What did you see?
Dead people on the floor. They did not move until they did, standing back up. Face paint.
We have several missing persons reported, including your brother Milonius, who called in the event. Have you heard from him since that night?
No. Nothing? To find him?
Not yet.
My throat hurts.
Cass, when did you and Milo send me that message?
What message?
On my hood. Here.
Hello. I can't wait to see you. The Night Expo is so much fun. Would you like to meet me at the Expo? I'll buy you a snack.
No. Mom. It got Milo, Mom. It got Milo.
Thank you for listening to the Liberty Podcast. If you would like early access to episodes and bonus content, join fellow citizens on our Fool and Scholar Patreon at patreon.com. This episode of Tales from the Tower was written by Caitlin Statz, co-created and produced by Travis Vengroff, edited with sound design by Pacific S. Obadiah, with additional sound design by Travis Vengroff. Ditto was read by Aaron Drake, Travis Vengroff, Carson Crone, Caitlin Buckley, Caitlin Statz, and John Grills of the Creepy Podcast. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool and Scholar Productions and Liberty is a trademark of Travis Van Groff. Thank you for listening. Hope that the Archon watches over you.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.